Tyler. Make the call. Make the call. So soulful.
That is impressive.
I'm surprised they haven't asked you to do halftime at the Cowboy game.
Boy, what confusion that
would
be.
Well, I did, and I did.
Ticket time wasters. Halftime show.
You'd sound better than Dolly, probably, at this
gosh,
point.
Dude.
Hot.
Don't you talk about a legend like opinions. That?
She sounded better when she was younger, that's all.
Well, yes, don't we all?
Yeah.
That's the way it
thing.
Works.
I know.
But still, I think it's great to have a legend still performing late into their life, and it's like part of the historical record. Like someday people will look back and
yes.
see, you know, this is one of Dolly's huge events later in her
one
life.
One of her last performances.
Well, let's not say that.
Oh.
They should have had her and Willie sing together.
Yeah, you know, Willie's getting, is he 90?
I think so. I think he just turned 90. He had the birthday party.
Big birthday party, yeah.
Dang.
So when they perform like that, is it going into the studio before and lip syncing on the field, or are they singing live there?
I think, I don't know that this is the case, but I believe that they are required to record this stuff ahead of time.
I hope so.
Now, I believe it is recorded there in situ. They have to do it there at that place. They just do it before, you know, the game or something like that, or the day before or something.
So you said it's required?
Yeah, I think that that's the policy, but I'm not sure. I mean, I guess Charlotte.
The policy by the NFL?
Because I feel like the halftime, Super Bowl halftime is done live. I don't know why I feel like.
Does it bother
Dre
you?
And Snoop? No, it doesn't bother me if they do it before. I don't care.
I don't mind
because
lip-syncing.
I know it's not the track. As long as it's just not the track.
No, it's not the studio track.
Right.
I mean, they have to record a new live performance. But I don't know. You know, I think that there is... I detected this when Paul McCartney played the Super Bowl. Was that... I think what it is it defaults to the track that he's recorded. And he basically... lip syncs to that live recorded track, but there were times when there wasn't stuff that on his vocal track on the pre-recording that I think his live mic then goes open.
Yeah, I feel like they navigate that pretty well as far as when they want to say, hey, everybody, you know, raise your hands or something, and that's live, and then they'll go back to
and then it goes back track. To yeah the I track feel, so I think that there's probably like an automatic gate on those things to where when there is audio present on the recording, the vocal track of the audio recording, then their live mic is closed off, and then when there's not singing, it will go to the live mic.
Now, as a performer, wouldn't you think that even if your mic is turned off while you're up there, even if you're over the track that you did earlier, you're still singing into the mic, but it's just off?
Yeah,
you think that's the case?
If you want to make it look realistic, you know, you have to, because the human eye is very good at detecting whether or not the neck muscles are moving properly and that it syncs up with what you're hearing. We're very good at detecting human...
So they're singing, the mic's just off.
Correct, yeah.
Because I've always wondered that. I mean, so you go to some of these concerts, like Taylor Swift or Beyonce or somebody who moves around a lot and has a lot going on. It's like, there's no way you could be singing.
Yeah, and I think sometimes they're not really singing, they're just lip syncing.
Yeah, because I don't know how you do it.
And again... I don't care, especially if it's a performer that dances.
Right, yeah.
Because I want to see some moves, and I know I would rather hear the track and you dancing than hear you, you know, breathing all over
right.
the place.
I mean,
to-
good Lord, what we require at a female artist is ridiculous, and it's a lot more than we require at a male artist.
No doubt.
All the dancing and costume changes, and
that is the truth.
It's insane.
Have you seen, it's really weird to say it, it's kind of norm in me. Have you seen the viral video that was going around of a Janet Jackson concert with her going off the stage and what they have to do to prepare her for a 40-second costume change to go back out?
Mm-mm.
Like there are about nine different people.
Yeah, you just go and stand there, and they undress you and dress you.
Yeah, wipe her down because she's dancing all over the place, and it's wild. And you're right, you don't see a lot of dudes that are up there really just dancing and doing their thing. Like New Edition, that's my favorite group. They do a few costume
choreography
changes,
and all that.
They have a lot of choreography. They dance a lot. Justin Timberlake dances a lot, but it's not to the point to where that's what you're expecting from his show. I think Usher may be one of those that he dances a ton. And I believe he does have a lot of costume changes himself. But yeah, you're right. The female artists,
that's very true.
Out there doing their thing, and then they have to go back and
choreography.
Wipe
they
down.
Got the costume. Then they also have to, they'll swing across the stage on a lira, the big loop. I mean, there's so many elements to a great female pop artist show. It's ridiculous.
Is there a male act or band that outside of like Kiss, and they don't change, I don't think. They just wear their bit.
They wear the same thing, throughout the whole show.
There's nobody else that has that as their thing, right?
That wears a costume or that.
I don't think so.
Even the Stones, because Jagger moves around a lot, but they're not changing.
He's just all
outfits.
Sweaty out there the whole time. Yeah. I think I would change outfits if I was a performer.
So will Dolly come riding in the Cowboy Stadium, like on a dinosaur, like Katy Perry did? Wasn't that a dinosaur she rode in on? Remember that big inflatable thing she was on?
I don't remember. I just remember Baby Shark.
Man, I don't remember Katy Perry singing Thanksgiving.
It wasn't Baby Shark. It was Left Shark or Right Shark or something.
Whatever shark.
I don't know that I ever pay attention to who's singing the Thanksgiving thing.
You don't?
I don't.
I just remember Creed doing it once. That's all I can truly tell you.
Who did it last year?
Oh, that's Creed.
Hanson Brothers. Didn't the Hanson Brothers do it one year?
Mm-hmm. They did.
They sing Mbop?
I'm pretty sure they did.
No, you're thinking of Jonas Brothers. Or maybe the Hanson did too.
I don't know.
Hanson's the one that sings Mbop. Jonas Brothers sing other stuff.
They have they own a brewery now too.
Is that the official name of the generic
other
song?
Stuff.
Other Stuff?
That'll be the name of my first album. Other stuff.
Okay. Thanksgiving performer since 1997. Have you done this before?
The first one ever was, oh man, I just read this too. It was like Reba McEntire.
It was.
Reba.
You nailed it.
1997. And then 1998, when Randy Moss went crazy in that game, three catches for like 140 something yards, three touchdowns. Randy Travis. Are we sensing a theme here?
Country.
Forever and ever. 1999, Clint Black.
Okay.
What?
Very nice.
Jessica Simpson in 2000.
That was while she was dating Romo, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
Did he
propose
to
Romo?
Romo was
in college.
2006.
Oh, yeah.
That was dumb.
Whoa.
And then Creed in 2001.
Where your bow, 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 bow.
Leanne Rimes in 2002.
Garland's Own.
I'm so damn blue for you.
Remember when she used to roll around the station in the old building? Like Leanne Rimes would just walk around. And one time somebody was like trying to get someone to go to lunch with him. And he was like, okay, so no one wants to go? And then I swear to you, it was perfect timing because like a 15-year-old Leanne Rimes walks by. He's like, hey, you want to go to lunch? And she just, like, he was on a rampage. And she just kind of looked and turned around and
scared,
ran the other way.
Ran away.
Yeah, he scared the hell out of her. But yeah, I've seen Leanne Rimes perform in a conference room with like 10 people. So I've been to an intimate
And that was pretty
performance.
Awesome.
You know, what's her career doing? I'm sure she's still making music and stuff, but
is she?
She opened the new square in Garland like a month ago.
So it's going great.
Because she could have had a really...
She was huge, right?
Huge. Yeah, she had a huge career there, but it seems like she kind of stepped away for a while or something.
Toby Keith was 2003.
Did he sing Solo Cup?
I don't know.
Two then Girls, One Solo Cup.
Destiny's Child in 2004. We finally broke the
color barrier.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 2004. We should, right?
Yes.
With Baywatch.
Baywatch.
What was the time that they got back together? Weren't they broken up for a while and then they reconvened? Was it for this show or was it for the Super Bowl later on?
It had to have been later on.
Okay.
That was probably in the height. That was before Beyonce became Beyonce.
Is Beyonce good looking? 888-787.
Why wouldn't you think so?
I think she's incredibly good looking.
Oh, I was about to say. Sheryl Crow, 2005. Carrie Underwood, 2006. Kelly Clarkson, 2007.
Another local.
Jonas Brothers, 08.
Another local.
Daughtry, 09. Keith Urban, 10.
He's Australian.
He's a good guitarist.
Enrique Iglesias, 11.
Have you seen Hero?
Kenny Chesney, 12. Selena Gomez, 13.
Oh, wow. I didn't know Selena played.
Pitbull, 14.
When did Selena die? It must not have been
long after that. Not that Selena. Oh. Selena Gomez.
Did he sing Timber?
Selena Gomez, another local, though.
Man, I remember being at KLIF when Selena left us, and it was huge to us. A few people, and I had no idea who Selena was.
Oh, man, she was beloved.
I mean, big time.
They made a movie.
Died in San Antonio, right?
Sure.
Wasn't she
murdered? Was that where it happened? Yeah, by the woman from the fan club.
Yeah, that's right.
Who was obsessed with her.
Is she still incarcerated?
I mean, yeah, we had a little bit on the weekends where Justin was thinking about maybe writing her some letters.
She committed murder.
Her name was Yolanda, right?
Do pics with friends. With her?
With Yolanda, with
guest picker.
Kid and Yolanda.
I don't think you should platform her to do picks.
Luke Bryan in 15.
Okay.
Eric Church, 16.
Springsteen.
Thomas Rhett, 17. Oh, man.
Where's Eric Church from?
Gotta be what, Georgia?
Why gotta be?
I don't know.
Megan Trainor in 18.
Is that the one that's all about that bass?
Yeah, he's from North Carolina.
No treble? No, it's just none. Not at all.
No, it's all about the bass.
Oh, all about the bass.
No treble. I mean, all about that bass. About that bass.
Uh-huh. But it's got to be, I mean, just a smidge of treble. Okay.
No treble.
Okay. Fair enough. That's only
fair. All about the bass.
Man. She's married to the Spy Kids.
No treble.
Bass.
Good looking.
Megan Trainor?
Megan Trainor? She's Australian too, right?
Didn't she get super thin?
Or is that Iggy Azalea?
Weight
doesn't matter to me, Matt.
Here's a nice hot sports opinion. Sometimes the ladies don't need to get super thin.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know.
It was a question.
I think that
courage.
A lot of times women's idea of what men find attractive is a little bit off.
Like Adele did that, and so did the chick from Pitch Perfect. I thought
Rebel Wilson?
Yeah. I thought Megan Trainor.
Yeah, she has a name, Matt.
I don't remember her name.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with Adele. Nothing at all.
Old school and today.
There wasn't before.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And once
again,
Megan
Trainor.
We have no opinion whatsoever.
Respectfully.
Because that's her business.
Who is Ellie?
Elle Goulding.
Oh, yeah, her.
She's good.
Is she?
What's she saying?
I don't know.
Okay, but she's good.
Well, music.
She sings music.
This article I have stops at 2019.
Great. Wow. Great research.
I got the rest of it. Kane Brown in 2020.
Big Daddy Kane Brown?
Boy, that would have been great.
Nice.
As the confused look at Jerry.
Who's saying I'm so smooth?
Yeah.
Is that Big Daddy Kane?
How did you know that?
He's a country guy.
He's a Big Daddy Kane fan back in the day.
No, you weren't.
He sings that song Heaven, doesn't he?
Heaven isn't too far away.
Marry you.
What if
you were in
what
heaven?
What if Jerry called Big Daddy Kane and thought it was Kane Brown, and then when he walks in with with the pimp coat and all that stuff?
Is there any chance that Jerry knows who Big Daddy Kane is?
Not a clue.
Okay.
Not a clue.
Luke Combs, 2021.
Oh.
Okay. Did he sing Fast Car?
I'm glad you know all of the songs.
No, drive the fast car.
2022 Jonas Brothers, a repeat.
Wow, it's a second. Okay. Wow, interesting. Why a second?
They're just huge.
They must have been. I bet you they were the backup that year.
Why didn't they get Taylor Swift to do it?
Good question.
Too huge.
I think she's too big for the Thanksgiving show.
For halftime?
Kelsey Trapp.
Hey, she would be a huge get for the NFL.
Well, I always wondered why.
Super Bowl, yeah. And you know what? And I'm thinking she may be the next Super Bowl halftime act.
It would make sense.
I thought all the hype.
You got to catch her before this thing blows up.
No question.
Especially if the Chiefs make it, they could just switch it to her.
Who's doing? Oh, it's Usher. In Vegas. That makes sense. But yeah, no. It's going to be Taylor Swift next year. They're setting this whole thing up for it.
I did think with the Cowboys, they have they could do Pat Green. That would be awesome. And I always wondered why they didn't have some of the local Texas guys play Thanksgiving and feature them.
Bird Dogs.
Bird Dogs.
Well, it seems like they have. They do a lot of people with Texas ties.
Yeah, but they're more nationally huge.
And Detroit always rolls with the Motown type of act, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I would think so.
Okay, here's a stupid question. Is Motown a thing anymore? Like, does Detroit have a music scene that's identifiable these days?
I think people still just identify with Motown and Eminem, and that's it. I'm going to say Motown Records is still a thing.
It is. They have City Girls, Diddy, Migos, Lil Baby, Lil Yachty, Nino, Vince Staples. Okay.
Why you don't know about that? You just know about the other labels.
What happened to like...
Yeah, ask me about white artists. I know all about them. Wait a second. So Eminem, has he never played Super Bowl or anything like that? Like Ben?
He was on the...
One of the ensemble
people? The one with...
50 Cent and
Dr. Dre.
Oh, I remember that.
Snoop Dogg
was
there.
One.
Kendrick Lamar.
The other.
And Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
That was a huge one.
That was great.
So great.
That was Upside Down 50 Cent, right?
Yeah. It was really weird.
They were making fun of him for being puffy, and it's like he's like 45 and jacked.
But when.
And you're upside down, so you're a little droopy.
So when he first came out, his first video, he was upside down and he was ripped.
He was not that ripped.
So he's trying
anymore.
To recreate the whole, you know. The first video, and then now it just looked like...
Nobody's making fun of him to his face, though.
Oh, of course not. No.
Okay, Community. Eminem cred or no?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean...
Awesome cred.
Is JT still loved, or is he on the outs?
JT hurt his cred a bit by...
Letting
not
Janet Jackson take the fall?
Take the whole fall for
that.
Yeah,
that was ridiculous.
Like, I know it wasn't supposed to do that, but still, Janet got... Oh,
there's something weird about JT. The Justin Timberlake has plot armor somehow because, like with the Britney stuff too, she took the fall when
he's
they broke
Teflon,
up.
And I don't know why.
I don't know. I mean, he's talented and he's funny too when he's on Saturday Night Live or whatever. He's a decent actor.
It's one of the best live shows I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Saw him at the AAC
lately?
And it was, no.
He's a little give up. He's definitely 40 something now.
But isn't it weird that Jerry had him do his Hall of Fame concert? Like, I wouldn't have expected that. I would have expected something more Dolly Parton.
Right.
Or, you know, whatever we see at halftime of Cowboys. And just to have JT, didn't he have to pay like a mil?
Yeah, something
for
like
JT?
That.
That
so
is
they give
flex,
Jerry
dude.
His choice of any artist. Who do you want us to go for?
And he went Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake.
It
love
was,
him.
Was he in the front? Don't be so quick.
Is he going to do my D in the box?
He's a big fan of Can't Stop the Feeling.
And he loves Sexy Back.
Well, I wonder if he sung any of that just up front.
He was in the middle of the mosh pit.
Speaking
for
of,
JT.
Of white dudes who have cred in the community. Who's that dude that died recently that we were talking about? That everyone thought he was black when they heard him sing, and he was like the whitest guy ever.
Oh, Bobby Caldwell.
Bobby Caldwell, yeah.
Yeah. So great.
That was a great.
And they capitalized on that by having the silhouette on the album and not his picture. Because if I'm thumbing through What You Won't Do for Love and see his picture, I'm not buying
that picture as possible.
This guy?
They say he would walk out in concerts, you know. What's happening here? And then all of a sudden, what you won't do? Ah, there he is. All right.
So great.
That is great.
All right, sports. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh. What did we start talking about?
Cowboys halftime show?
It was not cannibalism.
Man, cannibalism. Would you?
So are you going to...
how hungry am I?
Have a celebration tomorrow? You're going to, you know, drive through... The plaza, you got to recreate some things.
You know what? I really need to start getting more proactive in my Kennedy researching, because I've actually never gone through 1026 North Beckley, the rooming house where he went right after the assassination and got his pistol. It's open. You can go in there and they'll show you around.
Like preserved as it was? Or?
Yeah.
Why haven't you?
I just never have done it. I don't know why I haven't done it.
Hmm.
I've never been out to Ruth Payne's house. I think they turned that into a museum. That's where Marina lived, where Oswald spent the night before the assassination with Marina, and she turned him down on the reconciliation.
Why don't you just recreate the whole day from JFK?
Left all his money and his wedding ring up there on the dresser.
Man, we have the technology now. It'd be very realistic to do.
How did the conspirators know that he was going to do such suspicious stuff right before and right after the assassination? How do they know that he was the one guy who would act suspicious enough that he's the one they should frame for it? It's very confusing to me.
So you're saying it was maybe just
him? How did they pre-engineer? No, it's just that anyone who doesn't have Oswald as part of the conspiracy, I mean, I think it's defensible to be a conspiracy theorist and try to research and everything, but to say that he had nothing to do with it, it is the most insane position ever to say that the guy had nothing to do with it, because then how do you explain 50 million things that point to his guilt? I mean, it's much more tenable to say, I think that he did do it, but there were other people that were working with him to do it.
Man, that is
and
wild.
Maybe they even set him up to take the soul fall, and that's why he acted so crazy right afterwards. But to say that they set him up and he had no idea, he just thought he was going to work that day, and he had no idea there was even going to be an assassination, and that just beggars reason.
I just know one thing.
What?
I'm not driving on the X tomorrow.
I am.
I usually drive that way every day going home.
Do you?
Do you really?
Yeah.
I used to.
Wait, you drive down the center lane.
Yeah, I drive on the X
right
every day.
Right over the X.
Every day going home.
Courage. Do you think it every day?
Not every day, but I'm definitely not doing it tomorrow.
How do you not drive through there and not think about it?
Yeah, I would.
How do you drive through there and not think about it?
Anytime I see the building, I think of it. Every single time I drive through Dealey Plaza.
I do it every day.
So, and you don't think...
No, the only one time I thought something bad may happen was when they had the protest down there with the
Alex Jones.
No, all the Trump flags and all that, and
when they were waiting for JFK Jr. To come back,
and I went down there that
and
day
and assumed the vice presidency,
and it was packed.
Yeah,
and I went, you know what? Let's just get in the left lane. So I got in the left lane, and I didn't drive on the X that day.
Why the left lane?
Yeah, I definitely wasn't driving in the right lane that day. I could cheer. All right. Another one. We got another one. So, all right, hit the signal.
Hit the signal. Wow.
Thank you, Gordon.
Yes, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving to
Happy
you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hope you have a great holiday. And we will see you on Monday. That is Gordon.
Gordon.
Just like he's saying, who is it?
Gordon.
One more time.
Gordon.
Well, let's finish it then. Last night in the NFL. Next, take it.